Hello and welcome to the Live at Leeds special of the Best in Leeds podcast. My name is Craig Jones and sat across from me is Sam. Hi Sam, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
So in this latest edition of the Best in Leeds podcast, we are going to specialise on obviously the big festival that's coming to Leeds City Centre on May the 5th. It's a massive day of music in the city, and in this new edition of the podcast we've got Pull the Pop by Horses, Talk Boy and Fling. The last two are going to be doing a special set for us as well. Sam, how are you feeling about the festival coming up?
Good, I'm excited. What's really nice about Live at Leeds is how much it just brings the whole city together, because it isn't just the one venue and a one day. The city centre's got quite a good atmosphere because people are travelling between venues and there's sort of something for everybody. It's like there's a really good mix of acts and talent, so that's always nice to see. And
it's a nice buzz, isn't it, with the city centre festivals, because there's just, you see thousands of people just frantically running around as well. It's quite cool. You sort of wonder, where are they off to? I'm not, and that kind of thing a little bit.
Yeah, definitely, especially because it's so spread out. I mean, you're looking at venues as far away as Leeds Beckett, right into the city centre venues. So I think even as well as the venues themselves, I think the local bars and pubs around it are going to see a bit of an uplift as people sort of try and get a drink or something to eat between acts. So yeah, I think it'll make for a really nice day in the city.
I fingers crossed the weather too.
Yeah, really hope so. I mean, it's looking, apparently it's going to be changeable in May. That's the only forecast we have so far, but hopefully it'll be a nice sunny day and people can make the most of it.
So as well as some of the big name acts, obviously like the Vaccines, and we've got the Horrors, we've got Ray Morris and a few other artists, it's quite nice as well for this festival because it really does showcase some of the local artists. Mm-hmm. Someone who's sort of come from the bottom and worked their way up the bill is Pull the Pop by Horses.
Yeah.
I chatted to James Brown, the second most famous James Brown in music probably.
Yeah, well, that's fair style.
Yeah, he's a member of the band and he told us a lot of what he's looking forward to. How's it all going at the minute?
Good, yeah, good. Just busy writing and recording at the moment, and rehearsing and stuff, yeah. So having a bit of time off from tour, like we finished, did a headline tour, like a winter tour in December, and had a bit of a break. Well, not a break, we've just been like writing and recording and demoing and stuff, so a break from live, I guess.
And how is the recording obviously going, and obviously the writing going at the minute?
It's going really well. We seem to just, I don't know what's going on at the moment. We just can't stop writing songs. It's really weird. Like, normally you hit a bit of a wall whenever you decide to start writing is when I think you don't end up writing much, and you don't kind of hit a point. You just kind of, it's like you're forcing yourself to do it, and you can't really do that. Well, you can, but what you write is probably going to be a load of shit. But for some reason, I don't know, we seem to be running with it at the moment, and it's a longer day. It's exciting because a lot of the time it can take, you know, previous albums and stuff, it's like, you know, it's taken a good long time for things to start actually taking shape and stuff. But yeah, weirdly, I mean, we only released the last album a year ago this month,
exactly.
But something's just, I don't know, clicked. It's cool.
And obviously you mentioned new material. Is that something we might get live at Leeds?
Yes, I don't know if I should be saying, but we've got like a little plan at the moment for something that's going to happen. But I don't really know whether we can talk about it or not. But we probably will play some new songs, yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's stuff going on at the moment which we've been working really hard at, and it's kind of taking shape and form, and we've kind of thought, oh, well, you know, maybe we should put some new music out straight away instead of waiting. So, we might possibly put some new music out.
Possibly.
That's not 100%. It's possible. It's possible.
And obviously mentioning the festival, I mean, for yourself, obviously being local, I mean, that must be an amazing thing to be part of as well, coming up really well, I imagine.
I'm assuming you've probably been before. It's amazing. It's a really good laugh. We all used to go before we were doing the band, and you know, you get your wristband and you head out into town at 12 o'clock and then you're just running around, aren't you? It's awesome, like just having a free day pass to go in. It's like going to an amusement fair and having a golden VIP ticket. You can go in on any ride at any time, whenever you want. It's awesome live at Leeds, and like I say, who's been from around those parts or whatever, it's always like a total pleasure to do it, because it's just it's something that we like to attend if we're not playing and be part of and stuff, and then, you know, to come to play, it's you know, it's our back door, isn't it? It's our back garden, exactly. Or whatever. So it's like, that helps because it makes it a piece of piss to actually play a game. No 4-hour drives or anything. Like, it's just like, let's go play a gig and probably get really drunk after.
And but I guess it's a lot of familiar faces as well, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and another really cool thing about Live at Leeds, which, you know, sometimes people tend to forget because they get, you know, swamped by, like, the headliners that get announced, like the vaccines and stuff and whatever, is, you know, there's so many new bands that do Live at Leeds. Like, you know, they might all be in the small print at the bottom of the poster, but there's just so many new bands that you can, like, discover and find, you know. That's what's really, I think that's the most important part of Live at Leeds. It's like, they put on a lot of new bands who wouldn't necessarily get to play to more than, like, 20, 30 people, or, you know, that are just starting out. It's a bit of a platform as well, Live at Leeds, you know what I mean? Like, Leeds Festival and stuff, you know, predominantly it's all, like, signed, current,
yeah,
you know,
established
acts in the press and stuff. And then, you know, there's the introducing stage, which is cool. But there's just gigs happening everywhere at Live at Leeds, and there's loads of opportunities for, you know, new bands to get a slot and play. So it's really cool, you know. I like to just go to random venues and just step in and see what's happening, as opposed to, you know, queuing outside the academy for 4 hours to watch the vaccines
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the thing is, like you said, I mean, a minute or two ago, it's quite nice, isn't it, when you walk around the city and you have a good idea. I mean, you can see the wristbands, obviously. You have a good idea who's obviously going, and there's quite a nice buzz in there because everyone's just darting here, there and everywhere to get to all the venues.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's why it's such a cool days, because it's like saying before, like you rock up and you have your wristband and you just do whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's a nice balance, isn't it? And obviously you mentioned Leeds Festival, and obviously I know you guys are working on material. Are you guys going to have announced potentially more festival shows in the summer, do you think?
I think it's always a difficult one after like an album campaign. Like you can either, like, you know, ramp it up with the gigs and just crack on and carry on, or you slow it down a bit and, you know, work towards being in the studio recording an album or whatever. Yeah. So we're in between at the moment. It's only March now, and we've got a few offers on the table and stuff, but we're kind of itching to record a new record at the moment. So we're still debating in our minds what to do, basically. We could just carry on and gig and gig and gig.
Yeah.
Or we could, and then put out another album in like 2 years, or we could, you know, slow it down and just concentrate, because we seem to be quite focused on the writing side of things at the moment. We could just crack on with that and then, you know, put another album out at the end of the year, something mental, because it's all changed now, isn't it?
Exactly, and that, I mean, that would be such a great turnaround as well, like you said, because I mean, it was this month last year, as you said, so obviously have the last album out to be working and getting to that stage now. It's pretty amazing to go.
Yeah, I think, well, this is the thing, isn't it? It is difficult, and it isn't difficult, because if you end up forcing yourself to do it, it probably won't happen. Mm. And if it just happens, then just do it. You know, if we end up with a whole album of like good songs by like June, it's like, well, why wait? Let's just put it out. You know, sod it.
No, exactly. And I was going to ask you as well, I mean, touching upon Leeds Festival, obviously, again, being local, have you had a chance to really look at the lineup this year? What do you make of it for this year?
I think it's really difficult to decide on Leeds Festival. Obviously, the big names are there, but at the moment, I think it's, you know, I don't really go for the big bands. I go to see, you know, some of the newer bands that are breaking through that get like a chance to go and play on a bigger stage when you've only seen him in like a 100 cap venue.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, it's cool. There's some good names and stuff, but let's wait. I'd rather wait and see who else gets announced before I make any scathing remarks like that. But, you know, it's you know, Kendrick Lamar's mental. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Like, that's really cool. But we'll wait and see. You know, people like to moan about the... Out of all the festivals, people like to moan about Leeds and Reading the most when the lineups get first announced. But I think that's just a habit of having a social media account more than anything. People just like to moan. People don't go online and go, "Oh, this looks great." They just think that. They don't need to say it. But if it looks bad, they have to vocalise that and go, "This is shit." It's one of those things. No, but, you know. It should be cool. Let's wait and see.
Yeah, no, of course, Jack. And I was going to say, really sort of, I guess, round up a little bit as well. What would your advice be to people, say, playing at Leeds Festival, playing at, obviously, more so live at Leeds for the first time?
I think the most important thing is detach yourself from the event and see it as something to enjoy, not something to try and persuade people to like your band or anything. Just enjoy it, because I think if you go in there with these preconceived like ideas and conceptions of you know, having to impress people, it's like an important big show for you, and you won't enjoy it. And you need to enjoy those moments, because you know that's the life and soul of being an artist, is enjoying those like kind of gigs and stuff. So I'd say just enjoy it, don't think about it, just do it, and yeah, it'll just be better for everyone as well, because people can tell when a band or an artist or a musician's enjoying themselves. It's just obvious on stage. You can see that they're, you know, caught up in the moment.
Sound maker James?
Yeah, he seemed lovely. He seemed really enthusiastic about playing his home city, which is always nice. And I suppose for him having such a history with the festival and knowing that they've played it so many times, it must be lovely to come back every year. And one thing that stood out, his piece of advice about to all the bands, just saying don't worry too much about impressing everybody or winning a lot of new fans, but just enjoy the day and enjoy yourselves. I think that's definitely worth paying attention to, because I think it's one thing from gigs, if the band's having a really good time, then the audience are going to have a really good time. So I think, yeah, not panicking too much or worried about the perfect set, but just enjoying the day for what it is, which is a celebration of music, and especially Leeds music.
And I think as well, one of the things he said as well, which is quite interesting, because you could waste half your day queuing, can't you?
Yeah.
If you really, I mean, obviously if you're a super fan of all the headliners, fair enough, but if you're wanting to get around and see stuff, it's probably better to start, you know, going to maybe somewhere new, because if you want to go and see the Vaccine Tribe and say you want to go see some other bands, you might be waiting a long time to get into the venue, because there's no preferential treatment necessarily, is there? So
no.
You've got to get there early to go and see them, so that means you might miss an hour or two of music as well.
Yeah, exactly. I think one thing, like he was saying, his attitude with Leeds Festival, obviously, is to try and see some of the smaller bands and the smaller stages, and I think what Live at Leeds does, with having that one wristband that gets you into so many great venues of all different shapes and sizes, is to look and go, okay, let's try something completely new. Maybe you go to a venue you've not seen music in before, or maybe you just go for a band you've not seen before. But I think trying something, using it as a day to experiment, because it's not like you're paying per band or per venue. You've got, you know, the world's your oyster, so make the most of your ticket.
And potentially you could find your next favourite band as well.
Exactly. It's always the accidental finds that are the nicest. I discovered The Rapture a long time ago, just by a recommendation from a drunk guy on a bus on the way to Leeds Festival.
And you couldn't get more sandwich than that, could you?
Exactly. So, and I love them now. So there you go. It can work.
And it's quite interesting what James said, just to digress as well. Obviously, Leeds Festival, you mentioned it as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's very much sort of jury's out type, I thought, with him a little bit.
Like. Yeah, I think with the pace that the acts are announced for Leeds Festival, I do think his attitude of, I'm just going to hold out and be a bit cautious and see what else is said, is good. I think we know from what we've seen online that the reaction to this year's lineup wasn't maybe the best it could have been. There has been some criticism. But then I think sometimes you let your personal tastes get in the way and realise that actually for a festival in Leeds to get someone like Kendrick Lamar headlining, regardless of your own taste, that's a big achievement, you know what I mean? That's a big name. So maybe we just need to be a bit more open-minded.
Exactly, and the thing is, what I always say to people is, a festival, say Leeds Festival size, or even Live at Leeds, there's something else going around the corner which might be to your fancy. If you don't like what's in front of you, go around the corner.
Exactly. Festivals are not just about the headliners. Of course they're the acts that, you know, are billed to bring the tickets in, but I can guarantee it, somewhere like Leeds, like most festivals, like Live at Leeds, if the headliner isn't what you want, have a look everywhere else. You've literally got so many options.
Obviously, talking about picking up new artists, I'm quite excited now as well. This is the first time we've done it as Leeds Live. We had some bands come in who were going to be playing at Live at Leeds to do a little session for us. It was that round the corner at the Wardrobe. They were really helpful. They really opened up to us. And yeah, we've got two sessions coming up for you. The first one's from a local Leeds act called Talk Boy. Two guys, two girls came down, did a bit of an acoustic for us. And it was really nice. They spoke to us about what's coming up at the festival. And here's a little listen.
Very excited. It's our first time as Talk Boy. We've played it like with other bands before, but yeah, I think we've been really lucky with the slot that we've got opening up the DIY stage, community room at the Brooder now.
Half past 12, yeah, been there.
So I was going for the subtle one.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
But yeah, we're really lucky to get out. It's one of our favourite venues, and there's some like obviously amazing bands on, so it'd be a good day, I think.
And how long have you guys been together for?
Not long at all, really. Well, we've been in previous bands together before, but Talk Boy started like just the end of last year, so about
4 months.
Yeah.
And obviously so excited for the festival to show us as well. I mean, it's sort of such a great thing, I guess, to sort of go to something like this and spread your name, I guess, and maybe find a new audience, or like it's a little bit.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like Kate said, like with the bands that we've been in Leeds, we know the scene quite well, but it's nice to get the get like Talk Boy out there, I guess, and get to do stuff like this. Is yeah, very lucky.
Yeah, and will you get a chance to actually enjoy it yourself a little bit after you perform?
Oh yeah, we always do.
That's the good thing about having an early slot as well.
Yeah,
be really straight afterwards.
Yeah,
no messing about.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Yeah, like I say, there's loads of like really good bands that we want to see on.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think we'll definitely make a day of it.
And can you tell us which songs you played for us today as well?
Yep, so we did a song called Mother, which is going to be our first single. Not entirely sure when it's going to be released yet, but we think it's going to be around June time.
Late June.
And then, the other one is called Someone Else For You. That's like a newer one. And that will probably be coming out like towards the end of this year.
And if anyone wants to hear more of your music, where can you go? At the moment.
That's a question.
Because we're fairly new, our first release is going to be Mother, and that's in June.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear more of our music, come to our gigs.
Yeah.
Until then. But yeah, we will be releasing some stuff, and we've recently done a live session, which we'll be releasing. So eventually, if you head to our Facebook, Twitter, it's Talkboy with three Ys. We couldn't have Talkboy with one Y, that wasn't possible. Not for the name of the band, obviously.
That was Talkboy who came in and did a session for us at the Wardrobe. Sam, what did you make of Talkboy?
Yeah, I love it. I think their slot, which is 12:30 at the Brudenell, if you're not sure yet, I think that style of music, that kind of floaty, whimsical, summery music will be a really nice way to start your day if you're up in that neck of the woods. And like they were saying, I think the fact that they're sort of they're on first, they can play, and then they can go and enjoy the rest of the festival. They've got the best of both worlds, really, haven't they?
Yeah, and it was really nice because we did the session maybe a week or so back. It was a Tuesday morning. It was actually back to back with the next band you're going to hear as well. And I was told to get there for 9:00. And my experience with dealing with bands, particularly in the morning, is that they're not usually there on time. But actually, very, very punctual they were.
Oh, well, that's always good. So if you are going to see them, be there for 12:30. They will probably start on time.
Exactly. That is the take-home message, yes. But they're really nice and they're really helpful. And you could tell they appreciated maybe that little bit of extra exposure as well, which is quite nice.
Yeah, I think it must be difficult starting out, especially in a city like Leeds. It's got all the venues it has and gets the big names it has. So festivals like this that are giving them a little window to showcase themselves in is wonderful.
And looking to the day now, obviously, Sam, the biggest issue I can find with this is that there's so many great acts on, there's so many acts waiting to be discovered as well, and I think 12 venues.
Yeah.
I'm quite new to Leeds. You've obviously been here a lot longer than I have. How do I get around the city centre? Tell me how I'm going
to
do this.
Okay, so planning. You need to plan. Write your wish list and then look at the logistics, because when you look at the list of venues, while the city centre ones are sort of quite close together, the acts that are at Hyde Park Book Club, even going back towards like Leeds Uni, there's some stuff at Stylus and the University Union. That's a top end of town. So yeah, plan where you're going. Obviously the Wardrobe, you've got down at one end of town by the Playhouse and by the BBC building, not far from where Leeds Live HQ is. But bear in mind that if you're going straight from there to say Nation of Shopkeepers or the O2 Academy or other venues at that sort of top end of town near the arena, you want to give yourself, I'd say 20-25 minutes to comfortably get there without having to run. Obviously, if you put your plan together and you need to run, then run. Just don't knock over any pedestrians on the way and try and be careful.
Yeah, we wouldn't advise that. would it be maybe some like the idea of maybe starting at one side of town and then sort of getting a few acts there, sort of piecing it together venue to venue to maybe have an end point to finish out? Would that work potentially?
Start from the headline you want to see and work backwards, I suppose, is a nice way to do it. And I think, yeah, if you can match it, so you say go from something like Belgrave to Hedro House and then further up, even the Key Club's not far from there, you know, you've got a nice chain where it's nice walking distances in between and not too much doubling back on yourself.
Just stop off for maybe a pint and maybe a bit of food each time, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of these venues are known for brilliant beers, so you know, you've got Nation of Shopkeepers in there, you've got Belgrave in there, The Social has some good ales in there as well, so you're going to be spoiled when it turns to your choices for refreshments. But yeah, there's a lot of great little venues in between as well if you just need to get something quick and keep going.
And I guess you can always stop at your local corner shop or supermarket and maybe get a can or two for the trip, maybe, if you wish.
Yeah, if you want to do that. I mean, drinking, like we've discussed before, drinking in public in the UK is legal. You're fine to carry a tin of beer down the street. What I would say is, obviously, there are going to be security and police at the festival. Don't get drunk and act like an idiot, I think, is the bottom line. Walking past casually with a can, having a nice day, no one's going to bother you. If you're mucking about and acting really drunk, or if you are really drunk, in fact, then that's when you're going to attract a bit more attention. So just be sensible with it.
Yeah, and don't forget, it's about a 10-11 hour day, so...
Pace yourselves.
If you are going to get a bit merrier, maybe, yeah, do it later in the day anyway.
Yeah, and get the mum head on at the minute. I can hear my mother's voice in my ear saying, make sure you eat, don't do it on an empty stomach. If it is a sunny day, which hopefully it will be, don't forget, if you're going to be outside or spending a long time walking, make sure you've got sun cream on. And yeah, end of mum tips.
And we should probably go to our next live session now as well. So Fling, another local Leeds band, they came into the Wardrobe to see us as well. They performed two songs for us, and take a listen to what you think.
Excited to play a big stage and to watch some other bands that are going to be good.
It must be quite significant for you guys all to be local and to perform in the city, to see an event like this coming to Leeds and bringing so many different bands together.
Yeah, it's exciting, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. Pretty good, yeah.
Live at Leeds,
like,
is at the
nice little city festival to be involved with.
It's at the forefront of new music, which is good, and it's something we're happy to be a part of.
And is it something as well as performing where you get to enjoy it yourself as well a little bit, where you get to go out?
Oh, yeah.
we always enjoy it. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it. And can you tell us a little bit, guys, about what you've just played for us today as well?
The first song is a really old song for us.
It's like one of the first ones we ever made.
Mm. and it's just it's about a little green alien coming to our hometown of Salt Air just to visit and have a chill and have a relax. And the second song is a song that we just put out, which is going to be part of an EP, and that's coming out on Friday the 13th. So hopefully no unlucky charms attached to the quotations of that particular date and day. Yeah, that's going to be coming out on Friday. It's called A Legend of Banjo Billy.
And in terms of obviously someone coming to yourselves new today, maybe, where can we find more music?
Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube.
So that was Fling, who are playing the Beckett at 5 p.m. at Live at Leeds. Sam, what did you take away from that? What did you make of the sound?
Yeah, no, nice sound. I like that kind of chilled out indie, perhaps like melancholy vibe. And I think for sort of that early evening slot, that'll be a nice fit for the Beckett stage. From what I've sort of read about them, it sounds like they're definitely ones to watch. They've got quite a big local following already, so maybe this sort of event is how they can get their big break and reach bigger audiences.
It's a bit like what we were saying before, isn't it? Pulled Up by Horses Fragments. Like, they've obviously sort of chipped away and done that, and they're arguably Fling probably at that sort of mid stage now, maybe aiming upwards, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long slog. You have to pay your dues, I think, in this industry, particularly in, like you say, a city like Leeds, where there's so much music going on, so much creativity. But yeah, it sounds like, I mean, the slot. It's a good slot for them. So it sounds like, yeah, this could be their chance to sort of break through a bit, reach some new people. Hopefully it goes well for them.
And it was quite nice because obviously we had them there and we had Talkboy before, and they were both really, really nice. And it sort of slotted together quite nicely because I think we had about an hour with both of them, and Talkboy just finished before they turned up. And they were really nice and helpful. And it was quite funny because they would just seem sort of be, oh, we've got a job to do next, and that sort of done adjusted. Is it? Oh, great, I can go and do this now. It's like it reminded me of that thing of you chipping away, and, you know, you're doing your music, but you've got all your other thing. You need to make money in the meantime as well, I guess.
Yeah, of course, you've got to support yourselves, and then it's not, you know, unfortunately, the music industry these days, it's not even just about making music anymore. You've got to think about social media, you've got to think about selling yourselves, you've got to think about your fan base, and so they have a lot of balls in the air. So
yeah, and it was quite funny because they rather liked our recording mics as well, because we got like a little recording mic that goes on the end of the sort of equipment and phones to record it, and they were very inquisitive about how much it was going to cost and stuff like that. They were quite relieved to know it wasn't that expensive. I felt like their dad actually a little bit, because they, where we were set up to play, they sort of left, and they left quite a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
So every couple of minutes I was like, hey guys, you've left a coat, or you've left a bag, or you left which is probably the most important for them at the time, your cigarette papers or whatever. So
yeah, so maybe not the most organised.
No, but I was a bit like, well, don't want to say anything more. I've given you quite a few things. Hopefully there's nothing else left there.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they'll be fine. I'm sure if they did lose anything, they'll find it by the May the 5th. So.
Yes,
or at least replace it.
Indeed. Yeah, so that is obviously our third interview for this week's edition. And I guess what remains to say is obviously enjoy Live at Leeds. It's a great event. It takes over the city and it brings thousands and thousands of people together. And yeah, I think one of the things that would be really nice for us is that if you see us out and about covering it, I mean, I'll be there, so I'll say hello, obviously.
Yeah, look out for Craig.
And if obviously as well you want to send your photos to us, that'd be great, because we'll do like a lovely sort of feature roundup from the event as well.
Yes, we'll definitely be doing some coverage over the Saturday, so you can look to Craig for some reviews coming through. I know you're planning to see some of the acts yourself.
Yes.
Our Twitter handle is at Leeds Live News. So if you want to tweet us a snap, maybe you found a band, you want to tell us they're brilliant, you know, let us know. We can include that in our coverage as well. Or maybe you just want to show off because you're wearing like the best festival outfit ever and you think we should see it. Like, that's fine too.
I doubt they'll beat mine, to be honest.
We're also on Facebook at Leeds Live News and Instagram at Leeds Live. So definitely keep an eye out for us and watch our social channels over the weekend. I'm sure they'll be very busy.
And I think going forwards as well, obviously you've had a little hint here of some of our sessions. It'd be quite nice if you're a local band who wants to maybe do something similar in the future. In future editions, we'd love to get you on and obviously have a chat and maybe play a bit of an acoustic set. That'd be great.
Yeah, definitely. We're always happy to showcase some nice local acts, get to know the city better. So yeah, if you've got ideas, you can get in touch. You can email Craig, our host, directly at craig.jones@trinitymirror.com, or you can email the Leeds Live inbox, which is leeds.live@trinitymirror.com, and both of those should get you through to the right person to help you out.
Yes, and until next time, obviously have a great Live at Leeds. I hope we've been of some use to you, hopefully.
Yeah, don't just wear comfortable shoes, don't run and knock pedestrians over, and don't drink too much. There we go.
And have a great time.
Yes, indeed.
Cool, until next time, bye bye.
Bye.
Wie had dat gedacht? Van shoppen in Milaan naar achter de koopjes aan. Gelukkig heeft Telfort smartpakkers. Niet het laatste model telefoon, maar wel de beste prijs. Dat is toch genieten?
Geniet ook zonder te veel te betalen met Telfort smartpakkers. Zoals de Samsung Galaxy S7 met 1 gig en 150 minuten. Nu voor maar €26,50 per maand. Doe je voordeel mee. Telfort.
Let op. Geld lenen kost geld.